Shane McKeon.
Stacey Vanek Smith.
You have brought us a story here at The Indicator.
That's right.
It is a strange, complicated tale that could only happen in 2019. And you claim that it all fits into one sentence.
Exactly. Backpack Kid is suing Fortnite for stealing the floss.
That does not make sense. That is like words.
Yeah, it just kind of sounds like Mad Libs, but for Gen
sense?
Z.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to have to decipher this for people who are not in Gen Z.
Right.
Who are a little earlier in the alphabet.
Right. But even though that sentence kind of sounds like nonsense,
yeah.
Packed inside of it are all these hugely important questions about who owns what on the internet.
There's a lot happening in the floss.
Yeah, there.
The secret
and
of the floss.
It's not just your arms, yeah.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Shane McKeon. Today on the show, when someone gets famous on the internet, often the biggest challenge they face is turning that celebrity into money. One teenager who started a viral dance craze that took over dance floors and Instagram stories everywhere, he's finding this out firsthand.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from WordPress.com. With powerful site-building tools and thousands of themes to choose from, users can launch a site that's free to start with room to grow. Get 15% off any new plan purchase at WordPress.com/indicator. Support also comes from LinkedIn. People visit LinkedIn every day, so when you need to make a hire, LinkedIn can help by matching your role with more of the right people. Head to LinkedIn.com/indicator for $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Shane, I feel like you should give us this sentence again.
Yeah, so that sentence was, Backpack Kid is suing Fortnite for stealing the floss.
Okay.
I think we should just take this one noun at a time, so let's start with Backpack Kid. He is this skinny teenager with long, bony arms.
And a backpack?
And a backpack.
Okay.
And a few years ago, he's living in Georgia, posting videos of himself dancing on Instagram, when all of a sudden, one of these videos goes viral, and it's so popular that Katy Perry invites him on SNL to do the dance.
Whoa, that sentence I understand.
Yeah.
The kid took the stage as Katy Perry performed, and in about 2 seconds, took over the show.
So this dance that he is doing, it's called flossing. This
yes,
is the floss.
The floss. And Okay. It's this dance where you sort of, how do you just, it's hard to describe over a podcast. Basically, you take your arms and you swing them to and fro, and you're sort of flossing your hips between your arms. You've seen kids do this,
I've
right?
I've seen it's kids like, do this, yes.
Yeah, if you Google it, people will be able to.
It's like you're flossing your hips.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, the thing you have to know about Backpack Kid is he made the floss famous.
Okay, so this dance is his thing.
Exactly.
And that brings us to the next part of the sentence.
Which is Fortnite.
Fortnite.
So Fortnite, it's like this online multiplayer battle royale game. So you know, you're on a team and you're trying to shoot the other team and you're collaborating with people.
Okay.
But one of the things you can do in Fortnite is you can do these dances.
And oh, like your avatar can do little
your
dances.
Your avatar can do these dances and your friends can see your avatar dancing. One of the dances you can pay for in the game is the floss.
So you have all these like millions of like online avatars flossing their hips inside of this really popular video game.
Right, exactly. And not only that, all of these people who have paid this video game company for the ability to do this dance, right?
Oh, right. And so the video game's been like cleaning up. Fortnite's been cleaning up.
Right, exactly. And Fortnite is owned by this company called Epic Games. And one of the major ways Epic Games makes money off of Fortnite is by selling these dance upgrades. And there are a bunch of other dances from the real world you can do in this game. You can do the Carlton, you can do the Millie Rock, all these real world dances that someone else made famous, you can pay for them and do them inside the game.
Okay.
And so Backpack Kid, right, he looks at Fortnite and he sees this company making a ton of money by selling the dance he made famous. And he's like, what the hell? I want some of that action, you know, like they're making a bunch of money. This is my dance.
I think Backpack Kid has a point.
And so Backpack Kid is suing Epic Games and some lawyers have gotten involved.
Wow.
So if we were talking about art, for example.
This is David Hecht. He's one of Backpack Kid's lawyers.
If someone went into a studio and copied and either took a picture or traced over something, we would call that theft. We would say that that's copyright infringement. In music, if you had a song and they sampled from another song, that would require whoever sampled to pay a license. In this case, Epic has not paid anyone a dime.
We called up Epic Games, but they declined to comment.
Backpack Kid's lawyers are basically arguing, look, Backpack Kid is an artist. The floss, that's his art. And so Backpack Kid has filed for some copyrights, at least one of which has been granted, but that doesn't mean he owns that arm-swinging move that all the kids are doing.
The copyright statute does protect what the statute calls choreographic works.
This is Jessica Littman. She teaches law at the University of Michigan.
But it doesn't protect building blocks like dance steps.
A choreographic work, that is the standard that Congress has set for copywriting dances. So like a 40-minute ballet.
Like the Nutcracker or something.
Like the Nutcracker. A sequence of lots of moves performed over time. But a single dance move, that, Littman says, is a building block. It'd be like owning a copyright on a single sentence or a chord.
And if you grant copyright protection for a single dance move, it could lead to some pretty weird scenarios.
So if Backpack Kid owns the floss, then whenever anyone performed the floss on the dance floor in a club, he could bring suit against the club and say, you are publicly performing or causing people to publicly perform my dance, and you can't do that. And the club would have to say to people, don't wave your arms, because we don't want to get sued by Backpack Kid.
I just have this image right now of Backpack Kid walking around a club, like threatening to sue everybody who's doing his dance.
I mean, he's not like old enough to get into the club.
Oh, right. He's not old enough to get into the club. He can't do that.
I know.
He'll have to send in a proxy.
Yeah, right. Some older version of Backpack Kid.
Backpack Man.
Backpack Man. But, right, this sort of bizarre scenario, this is why decisions about copyright and choreography are so important, because the Copyright Office doesn't want to be acting like the town from Footloose or something.
Right. Well, I mean, nobody wants that, except maybe Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Obviously.
I mean, right. And call us Kevin.
Yeah, he was great in that.
Anyway, in the case of Backpack Kid and flossing, the courts are going to have to decide. What does Backpack Kid actually own? And what is Epic using? Is it a dance move or an entire dance? The answer to these questions will determine what Epic owes Backpack Kid, if Epic owes Backpack Kid anything.
Right. I still feel sort of bad for Backpack Kid.
You do?
Yeah, like, right, this big corporation came in and is profiting off of his thing.
Yeah.
And Jessica Littman, she kind of feels the same way. Kind of.
I really understand why he might be upset, because he popularized this move, and suddenly an electronic game company is commercializing it without his permission. At the same time, he has profited enormously from the popularity. But copyright doesn't entitle anyone to appropriate all of the value of something that they create.
So a copyright is not just about protecting artists. It's also about balancing artists' interests and the public's interests. The system is supposed to help artists get paid for their work, but people shouldn't be barred from enjoying that work how they want to, like flossing on the dance floor.
So Backpack Kid's lawyer argues flossing is not just this one move. He says they've got a case. We'll see.
In any case, it is up to the U.S. Copyright Office. Flossing, dance move, or choreography.
In the meantime, Backpack Kid has taken up another pastime of young white teenagers who have gotten famous on the internet. He's trying to leverage his celebrity into a rap career. Flossing, 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 like I do it with my teeth. I be flossing. I be flossing. I be flossing.
The U.S. and Iran have been at odds for a long time, and we tend to think it all started with the Iranian Revolution in 1979. But that's not the whole story.
This week on Throughline, we'll take you back to 4 days in 1953 that changed the U.S.-Iran relationship forever. Throughline, where we go back in time
to understand the present.